Hello.
My name is Michael, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. May I speak to the person who requested this call? I need to
This
advise
is
you.
her.
This call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
I'd like to see about opening a claim.
Okay. Can I get your social security number?
1574870014.
1574870014.
Yes.
Can I get your first name?
Madeline, Madeline.
Your middle initial?
M.
And your last name?
Piperato, Piperato.
And your date of birth?
June 26, 1954.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
I am, yes.
Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
What is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces?
No, I haven't.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school, 12.
Can I get your mother's maiden name?
Bruder, Bruder.
Do you have a driver's license?
I do.
Can I get your license number and the state?
10177701. It's an Alabama license.
Would you like to receive your payment through direct deposit or the benefits card?
Direct deposit.
Checkings or savings?
It's going to be a checking.
Can I get your routing number?
I'm getting that right now. 0312076070312076070. Yes.
And your account number?
8037466 2. I'm sorry, it's 66329.
Okay, so 8037466 3 2 9.
Yes.
And your mailing address?
99 Lee Road, 446, Opa-locka, Alabama, 36804.
Okay, 99 Lee Road, 446, Opa-locka, Alabama, 36804.
Yes.
Is residence address different from the above mailing address?
No.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Can I get your phone number?
201-878-5677.
Can I get your email address?
It's matt_matite@yahoo.com. It's matt_matty.
So you said matt_matite@yahoo.com.
Yes.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? Dynalink Communication, Exterior System Contractors, Happy Time Pizza, Diddly T, or none of the above?
I believe none of the above.
Yes, ma'am. Which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 138 Federal Road, 4 Bergen Drive, 79 Stone Street, A7 Bentley Road, or none of the above?
4 Bergen Drive.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? New Brunswick, Camden, Clifton, Nutley, or none of the above?
Nutley.
In what county do you live? Lee, Cleburne, Etowah, St. Clair, none of the above?
Lee.
Which of the following age most closely matches the age of Anna Piparato? 20 to 24, 32 to 36, 40 to 44, 65 to 69, or none of the above?
40 to 44.
Did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day that you worked?
That was the 9th of December, last Friday.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Own a business?
No.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No,
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes, I collect a pension.
If you fill out a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No. I'm sorry. I misunderstood that. No.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willingly to travel one way to a job?
I guess, I don't, 10, 15 miles?
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$12 an hour.
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hall?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
It's supposed to be in January because I'm working for the school.
But they didn't give you a definite date?
January. No, I'm not sure on the date. No.
And what would be? Oh.
I'm just looking on some paperwork I got. It's January 9.
Okay.
Yes. Because that's when the school
January
opens.
9th. Okay. Are you on a temporary layoff due to a company vacation period or a scheduled company shutdown for no more than 2 weeks?
Yes.
And what will be the company's name?
It's called the Edge, EDGE. It's
Wait,
through Auburn.
You said
the Edge. It's through Auburn University. It's one of their dining halls inside. The name of the restaurant or the area where I work is the Edge, EDGE.
Okay, Auburn University.
Yes.
Okay, so on your pay stub, what company's name is located on your pay stub?
Aramark, A-R-A-M-A-R-K.
Aramark?
Yes.
Aramark Corporation?
Yes.
And can I get the company's phone number?
Yes, the company is 334-329-4419.
And when was the first day you started working for them?
Okay, what happened? I worked for the agency, the temporary agency, or whatever they're called out here. And from there, Aramark hired me, a temp agency. That's what it was. It was a temp agency that I started on September 12th, and then Aramark hired me on, oh, my gosh, I don't even have that written down. I've been working through them since September 12th of 22.
And when was your last day worked?
The 9th of December, this month.
And so you worked in Auburn, Alabama?
I do.
And, okay. Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
Have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And why are you no longer working?
The school is closed for the month. They're closed from December 9th till January 9th.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefits check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
Your PIN number is going to be 1454.
Okay, wait a minute. 1 5.
No, 1454.
Okay. All right.
Okay, so it normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a certification each week could result in a loss of benefit. If you chose to file through the internet, the web address will be www.labor.alabama.gov.
.gov, okay.
And if you would like to file on the phone, the number you call will be 800.
Okay.
752.
Okay.
7389.
Okay.
Your weekly certification can be made from Sunday, no later than 5 p.m. on Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by the telephone or internet on next week. And lastly, an information booklet will be mailed to you. That booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim will be determined. So make sure you follow the instructions list given on that booklet. And if you don't receive the booklet in the next 7 days, please call 1-800. If you don't receive the booklet or you have any questions about the information, the number to call will be 1-800-361-4524. So you have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
I do. Now, the time to call again is Sunday before 5?
You are from Sunday to Friday before 5 p.m.
Okay, before 5.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, now, I worked, as you see, it's only a few months for this company, but I did work for another company. They'll find that out, right? It'll all come up when they bring it up?
No, your last employer is really all we need.
Oh, okay. Very good.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so I'm so lost and confused on this. So, all right, what I'm going to do is call before this Sunday coming up, the 800-752-7389 number?
Yes, ma'am.
To answer all their questions so I could receive unemployment now, right? For this week?
No. You claim your benefits. It takes 2 to 3 weeks to process the claim, right? Now, the weekly certification is something you must do to claim your benefits every week.
Okay. Okay, but I started this week, right? This Sunday, before Sunday?
You are going to start this Sunday.
I've never done this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. So before Sunday, 5 o'clock, I'm going to go ahead and call that 800 number. And
you are from,
listen.
You know, it is not before Sunday. You are starting from Sunday to Friday.
Okay. Okay, from this, all right. So Sunday coming up till Friday, I have to call you guys before 5.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I hope I get this straight.
With
very
the
good.
The number that I gave you. Yes, ma'am.
That was 1454. Okay, I got that. And the 800-361, that's to check to see how far the claim got?
Yes, that's our inquiry department number.
Okay. All right, and if I need help, I call that 361-4524 also, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so
you have
a
good day.
Calling. I hope you have a good day too. Yes, ma'am.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome.